97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a winter storm watch in effect beginning Saturday evening and continuing through Monday afternoon. Heavy snow is possible with accumulations of 12 to 18 inches, with some areas possibly receiving 24 inches or more, according to the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour are expected during the storm. The strong winds and the weight of the snow on tree limbs may cause downed power lines. This could result in sporadic power outages. Whiteout and near-blizzard conditions are possible, making traveling treacherous and potentially life-threatening. Traveling could be very difficult to impossible with this combination of snow and wind. This storm is expected to impact the following counties, moving from west to east: Wood, Portage, Washera, Wapaka, Winnebago, Outagamie, Calumet, Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee. Any residents in Wausau who need smoke alarms installed in their home can have that done for free later this month. The American Red Cross will offer free smoke alarm installations on March 24th for the Sound the Alarm event. You'll need to sign up on redcross.org or by calling 888-376-4056. The installation event will run from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 24th. Red Cross volunteers and community partners will go door-to-door in neighborhoods vulnerable to home fires, installing free smoke alarms and sharing information on the causes of home fires, what to do if a fire starts, and how to create an escape plan. If you'd like to volunteer to do installations, you can sign up at redcross.org/Wisconsin. I'm Melissa Kay. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. National Guard troops are in Columbia County helping with flooding as heavy rain continues to impact parts of Wisconsin. About 100 soldiers are working to protect roads near Portage, building sandbag barriers to keep drivers safe and prevent damage to the interstate. The governor met with troops yesterday and thanked them for stepping in to deal with rising water and storm cleanup. State officials say the emergency declaration will help speed up support to communities still recovering from tornadoes and flooding earlier this week. They're preparing for more storms tonight and throughout the weekend. In western Wisconsin's congressional race, Democrat Rebecca Cook outraised Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden by nearly $1 million to start the year. Cook raised $2.4 million overall, compared to Van Orden's $1.3 million, and now leads in cash on hand heading into the August primary. She's in a primary against Rodney Rave, a former legislator for the Ho-Chunk, and Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge. Cook says she is returning donations tied to California Congressman Eric Swalwell after recent allegations of his past sexual assaults. He denies any wrongdoing. Republican lawmakers are accusing the State Department of Public Instruction of breaking Wisconsin's open meetings law during a nearly $370,000 trip to the Wisconsin Dells. According to a WPR report, GOP officials say the DPI met privately with a testing vendor to review exam questions without proper notice. DPI officials told lawmakers the gathering involved educators, not public officials, and was properly documented. The Adams County District Attorney now has 20 days to decide whether to investigate. If not, a conservative group plans to sue. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers meet the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Miami, where the Brewers open a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the Brewers left home with a 2-1 victory over the Blue Jays. After the game, reliever Trevor Megill on why he got into a shouting match with the Blue Jays dugout.
I was rubbing balls on my leg. Somebody on their bench, I think it was Schneider on their bench, was complaining about it. I looked at him. I said, I promise I don't have anything on there. Immediately got used from their bench.
At 10-8 for the season, the Brewers now in third place behind the Reds and the Pirates. NFL, the Packers tailgate tour wraps up this weekend in Stevens Point. I asked Randall Cobb if he's ever been on the statewide tour before.
I have. This is my second time on the tailgate tour. I went back in 2012. Great time. I love it. Being able to go around the state and just meet all the loyal fans that have supported us over the years and being able to give back to the community in a different way.
That's former Packer Randall Cobb with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today could be a big severe weather day. We have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into early evening, and we're looking at the potential for hail, damaging wind gusts, and even tornadoes. So stay weather aware today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. Thunderstorms with heavy rain tonight. Tomorrow will be much, much colder. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.